Good morning. Another clear, crisp start to the day across interior New York and New England, with areas of frost once again. Most everyone starting off in the 30s on this Tuesday morning. High pressure has been dominant across interior New York and New England for the past several days, and this one will be no different. And with that high pressure center in control, we'll have plenty of sunshine throughout the day, which will allow our temperatures to climb back through the 30s and 40s this afternoon in the 50s and topping out in the lower to mid 60s on average by the end of the day. Another clear and chilly night tonight, however, not quite as cool, with lows back into the 40s. On Wednesday, a few scattered clouds will mix in as a warm front pushes to the north. It'll be breezy and milder, with high temperatures back above seasonal averages and in the lower 70s. That milder air will continue to flow in on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid 70s for daytime highs. The next front is scheduled to arrive on Thursday night. It will be moisture starved, so as it passes through, we will have some cloud cover, but very little in the way of wet weather, and some of those clouds could be left over early on Friday morning. We'll return to mostly sunny skies on Friday afternoon, temperatures not dropping much behind the front and staying in the lower 70s. A new area of high pressure will build in for the beginning of the weekend, with more sunshine and highs in the mid-70s on Saturday, before the next more potent system arrives late in the day on Sunday. So we'll have increasing clouds in the second half of the weekend with a late day shower possible and temperatures in the lower to mid 70s to round out the weekend. The best chance of rain with this system, though, will arrive on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Beta continues its slow trek along the middle Texas coast. Life-threatening storm surge near times of high tide is a danger through the day today, and long-duration flooding rains will be a threat, particularly due to Beta's slow movement. Flash flooding and urban and minor river flooding is likely from the mid-Texas coast into southeastern Louisiana, and a moderate risk of flash flooding is in place through Tuesday. Some locally heavy rain is possible northward into eastern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas. Beta should move slowly eastward through Wednesday, and heavy rainfall is expected to spread across much of the lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, Hurricane Teddy, moving northward through the Atlantic Ocean, is forecast to transition to a potent post-tropical cyclone and move across the Canadian Maritimes around midweek. In the U.S., the main impacts of Teddy will be the potential for large swells along the East Coast, which will likely cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Eastern Maine could get some rain from Teddy's western edge, and gusty winds can be expected. Elsewhere, a front approaching the Pacific Northwest will bring rain to the Northwest tonight and tomorrow, and isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible in the Four Corners region this afternoon. Some of these could be dry thunderstorms, creating a fire danger threat. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 36 degrees with a north wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 32, 100% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.30 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-70s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 47. That's 13 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, still a half inch, which is 1.73 inches below normal. And 24.41 inches for the year, which is now 3.97 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high 95 set in 1895, and the record low 31 in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m., sunset this evening 6:52 p.m., 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday, and a friendly reminder that fall begins at 9:30 a.m. this morning. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s on Thursday. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Friday. More sunshine on Saturday in the mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday with a late-day shower possible, lower to mid-70s, and a good chance of showers on Monday with highs around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.